The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In Mass, when we pray to our Lord, who are we talking to? To God the Father or God the Son? To the Father or to Jesus when we say Lord? In the Gospels, prior to Jesus' death, when people called Jesus Lord, they sort of thought of him like we think of the Blessed Mother, okay? Our Lady, okay? A great person, but still human, okay? It was only after Pentecost that people began to understand that Jesus was God as well as man, such that unlike with Mary and the other saints, when we pray to Jesus, we do more than just praise him and ask him to intercede for us, which we do with all the saints. We also worship him like we worship the Father, because Jesus is God too, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who's in the Feast of the Blessed Trinity is what we celebrate today. So, when we pray to our Lord during Mass, who are we talking to? God the Father or Jesus? Those of you who understand both languages already know the answer, because I already gave the clues in Spanish. Whenever I start with, let us pray, the answer is, strictly speaking, to God the Father. But since the Trinity is one God, we can't address the Father without also at least implicitly including the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is why, though all the prayers that start out, let us pray, and then we go to the prayer, are directly to the Father, you'll notice that they always end with the words, or words similar to, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. So when we say, let us pray, it is to God the Father, but as we soon discover, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit. But you know, there are other times during Mass when we do address our prayers directly to Jesus rather than to the Father. Namely, at the points in the Mass when we ask for forgiveness of our sins. And those don't start out with, let us pray. But other places, for instance, since Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, it's mainly him who we ask to have mercy on us, both in the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass and at the Lamb of God before communion. But again, not to the exclusion of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Because after we pray this prayer asking Jesus to forgive us, I say, may Almighty God, meaning the Father, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. So it's Jesus, we address Jesus, and through Jesus the Father. What about the Holy Spirit? Well, on this Trinity Sunday, you may be surprised to learn that though we do speak about the Holy Spirit, we don't address any prayers to him directly during Mass. But in the Eucharistic prayer, we do ask the Father to send forth your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, so that they become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Which makes this a wonderful day to have a first communion on, because we pray the Holy Spirit to make the body, the bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus. Okay. And then a little later, we pray that all who share in the body and blood of Jesus be brought together in unity. By whom? By the Holy Spirit. Okay. Moreover, the Holy Spirit is very much a part of all of our prayers, whether addressed directly to God the Father or to the Son. And the reason is because our ability to pray, the gift of prayer itself, the fact that we are moved to pray comes from the Holy Spirit, moving inside us and moving in the church, motivating us to pray. So the Spirit is what brings us to prayer. Today, as we gather to celebrate the feast of the Blessed Trinity, we direct our prayers to God the Father. We direct our praise to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We pray to do the Father's will on earth as it is in heaven. And we ask him to provide for all our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. Then we also pray to Jesus, asking from him pardon and peace. And then we ask the Holy Spirit to unite us and make us holy in the body and blood of Christ, whom the Father sent to save us.